There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We have two esteemed guests with us in the studio now. There has been Expatriate Law's International Family Law Conference on for the last 2 days. So what better opportunity than to invite two people who've been there into the studio, I think. Alexandra Tribe is the co-founder of Expatriate Law, based now in London, but well-versed with life here in the UAE. Alexandra?
Yes. I was living in Dubai for 8 years and moved back to London a couple of years ago. But our firm continues to just mainly advise British expats in the region help them under English law if we can, and with some local law advice.
Okay, well, we'll look at the kinds of things that you do, the kinds of advice that you give. But we also have Sir Peter Singer, who is a retired High Court judge, in particular of the Family Court in the UK. It's nice to have you here.
Very nice to be here.
Very good to have you with us. Let's start with the conference that's been happening over the last 2 days.
Been happening.
My accent's probably a bit odd.
It's being happening.
Today's happening.
Today's day one. Tomorrow's day two.
Oh, I thought it was yesterday and today.
No.
Okay, so it's ongoing. I stand corrected. Let's start with the conference that is halfway through. Then, Alexander, let me ask you, what's the focus? What's been the focus today?
So, with our practice, where we're advising expats on the laws of their home country and also local laws, I was often approached by lawyers from other countries asking for help on what are the laws, family laws of Dubai, and that prompted us to organise this conference. So we have lawyers from 18 different jurisdictions attending, some from Australia, South Africa, from the US, London, Scotland. All are learning about local law, UAE law issues, and how that will help them in their advice they give when they're assisting expats from this region.
Rather naively, I have to come clean with both of you. Actually, it's since I've been in this job, we get legal people in here all the time, lawyers, all kinds of people involved in the legal profession. And for years, I thought, until coming here, you could only be a lawyer, you could only be Emirati to be a lawyer. In the UAE, you had to be English in England for whatever reason. And that was how I looked at it, because maybe I'm just frightened of the legal field, but it is a minefield, isn't it? There's an awful lot to know, and you do see people coming here and then specialising in very particular areas. It's something that I suppose a lot of us would overlook or not consider.
Yeah, and expats often worry that they may be subject to the local laws. They don't know what those local laws involve. But if they're expats, there's also the option to take advice and get legal help in their home countries. For example, we assist with family separation and divorce issues. Majority of expats would choose to divorce in their home countries, which can be done inexpensively and with ease. So there are different options for expatriates living here.
So you lived out here for quite a while, as you said, Alexandra, so you're quite well aware of the melting pot that we call home and how many different nationalities there are and the different laws that we might think we know. But then we come here and we live here and things are quite different. What are the key things that you tell people to be aware of in terms of those differences in how the law might treat us in terms of family?
They must be aware that for children issues especially, that the local laws will apply. That if they have a dispute concerning the custody of their child or visitation rights, things like that, the UAE laws will apply to them, and it's important to get advice on the local laws as well as the laws of their home country. They mustn't assume that since they have a British passport that English law will apply to these children issues. It may not.
You have to be mindful, don't you? So, Peter, let me come to you and just bring you into the conversation. First of all, I suppose your thoughts on being here in Dubai. You're a retired High Court judge. What's it like being in the UAE?
Well, fortunately, one of the benefits of being retired is that nice people like Alexandra not only feel free to invite me to come and help at their conferences, but also I'm able to be here. And so it is indeed a pleasure to be, not for the first time, in Dubai, to see how it's grown exponentially over the 5 or 6 years I've seen it intermittently.
Well, it's remarkable. When did you first come here?
In 2010.
Okay, so there's some growth then. But I mean, I guess for a lot of people, I'm here since 2000. Claire, you're here. 2001. Wow. So, I mean, you see these pictures, very often people will send you Shakeside Road in 99, I think it is, and it's the 2015 version. But it's like that. But one of the things here is keeping up, you know?
Absolutely. And that's why cross-discipline practices, lawyers' practices, are so important. Because I think we were told today that, was it 80% of the population is in fact expat?
Yes.
And that is a very large proportion. I can't actually think of another country, except possibly comparable countries in the Middle East, where the proportion of expats to Emiratis is anything like anything approaching that.
Well, it is a remarkable percentage, but it's even more remarkable that we have this, Claire said, melting pot. You hear that phrase bandied around mm-hmm. all the time, but it is exactly that. By some definitions, 150 different nationalities. By some, it's over 200 different nationalities living under the one legal system here, but all from different systems back home. That, I guess, is a conundrum, isn't it, legally speaking?
Well, you have to take the melting pot and then you have to take things out and see how they cast, because each complex family unit could have any one of 100 different components in terms of nationality, domicile, habitual residence, ordinary residence, permission to remain, permission to work, permission to leave. And all these things vary, and so you really do, if you have a family problem, which is the area in which we both specialise and have specialised for years and years, you really do need to have absolutely precise, tailored advice as to what your situation and your maybe not so loved one's situation is in the case of separation or prospective divorce, and what the options are and what the risks are. What the advantages are and the disadvantages are of taking this course rather than the other, of choosing this jurisdiction rather than the other if two are available, and of making decisions that are based on competent advice which you are able to understand, notwithstanding its complexity. And a lawyer's job is to give that advice.
And that's something that you have offered here in the UK and continue to offer, Alexandra.
Yes, yes. I've really enjoyed my time living in Dubai. It's the best years, I think, of my life being here and met wonderful people. And now having those years of experience of learning more about the UAE laws and having an opportunity now to advise expatriates on the English law and the UAE laws. And I really enjoy doing it. And I hope that we continue to do it in an amicable way to help separating couples reach their divorce or separation in a way that leaves them with self-esteem at the end.
I'm sure there are other comparable practitioners, but I think I'm right in saying, Alexandra, that you come back to Dubai every 6 weeks or so?
Yes, I come back to Dubai 4 times a year, so it's most of our practice is advising expats from this region.
And your knowledge of living here, of course, will be invaluable there, because, as you know, it's a place where you do need to understand and respect what's going on locally and apply that to your situation rather than trying to bring your ideas and laws from our own country.
Yes.
So that's really quite crucial, isn't it?
Yeah, because often there may be a marriage which is made up of two cultures, and having the experience of living here and the knowledge of the benefits of those cultures is important. People can see certain cultures in certain way, but because I've lived here and experienced it, I see the positive side of these cultures, and hopefully I can use those experiences to resolve family issues in a sensible way.
Expatriate Law's International Family Law Conference is on, as we have learned, today and tomorrow.
Could I say a word about that?
Of course. What would you like to say?
Well, what I'd like to say is that, so far as I'm aware, it's the first time there's been an international family law conference of this sort. And that's been organised entirely on the initiative of Alexandra. Mm. And it is a remarkable achievement to bring together 65 to 70 professionals from all over the world, as you heard, 80 jurisdictions.
That's right.
And what's interesting, you see, is that they network. They come here because this is the sort of work they're interested in. And they're already knowledgeable. And they meet friends, make acquaintances, and exchange information and important information. And also they make connections. So that if tomorrow Alexandra has a problem involving, say, Johannesburg, there is the person from Johannesburg she has built up a relationship with at conferences like this over the last 4 or 5 years, not, however, until today in Dubai, who will be on tune, attuned to dealing precisely with the sort of problems that don't have to be explained to her. They will be obvious to him or her, and they'll be speaking the same language. And that is terribly important for all the international clients.
It is a conference that finishes tomorrow here in Dubai, and it works quite nicely into the bank holiday weekend for people coming from the UK, I suppose, as well. So that works.
What a coincidence.
Well, in your favour. I know.
Good planning there, Alexandra.
I thought you worked that rather cleverly, I have to say. So Peter Singer is a retired High Court judge, family court in the UK. So Peter, good to have had you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And also Alexandra Tripe, co-founder, expatriate law, now based in London, but no stranger to the UAE. All the best with the conference. Good
Thank
to meet you as
so
well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.